Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey everyone, how are you all doing? Now, welcome to this very special live version of The Grow Show podcast. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your community, and grow your business. And today's guest is the fantastic Joanne. I can't say your
name.
That one. What you didn't see is we spent 10 minutes, well, 5 minutes practicing it beforehand. So I do apologize. But this is a show that we're going to be talking about all things travel. We're going to be talking about Joanne's life experiences, how she got into travel, a little bit about how the industry's changed over the last couple of years and last year, and what's coming up kind of in the next few months with the traffic light system and all that kind of stuff. So for the people who don't know you, Joanne, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a bit about what you do at this precise moment.
Right, I'm Joanne, your personal travel expert. I have been in travel, I'll just say more than 25 years, but it's something I wanted to do when I left school. So I've seen an awful lot of changes in those years. And the last year has probably been the most challenging. I would say all of our customers, we've kept in touch with them. We've looked after them. They've all had refunds where needed. They've not had to wait. We've literally taken all that stress away. And the plus factor is that we've actually come top three times of money saving expert poll for one of the best travel companies to deal with throughout the pandemic. So I think, you know, moving forward, it stands us in very good stead. I love my clients. They become like my friends. And that's the way we like to work, really, is create some fantastic trips going forward as the world starts to slowly open.
I love it. And have you always been into travel?
Yes, ever since I was at school. It was all I ever wanted to do. I tried to get on a YTS scheme and I failed abysmally, so ended up in a very small sort of little business house travel company in Southampton, very old fashioned, but it stood me in good stead and I learned a lot while I was there. So yeah, it's in my DNA, as they say.
So how has the last kind of year been for you?
I've been through, from a personal point of view, it's probably been one of the hardest years of my life. I have watched my business that I've built very hard to build up sort of just crumble. I've worked for nothing for the last year, but at the heart of it, it will come back. Travel will come back. We're a very resilient bunch. So all through the ups and downs, I've had the fantastic support of our travel counsellor's head office and my fellow travel counsellors. And I have to say the community has been absolutely amazing. Our CEO, Steve Byrne, I've never wanted to hug a man so much in the last year, but that's besides the point. And when I see you, Steve, you will get a hug because he's fantastic. But going forward, I love this business. I've thought about, do I want to continue because it's been that hard? But in my gut, I think actually, no, I want to carry on. I love it. I have wonderful clients who have stood by me. They've been absolutely lovely. So what, you know, I just don't want to do anything else. I just love it.
No, it makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. And one thing that I know that you have been doing is it virtual holidays or virtual tours around different
places? We've been,
I've heard loads of people talking about it.
You've not been on one yet, Gary, have you? We've been doing travels from your sofa. Myself and seven other travel counsellors got together to form hosted holidays with travel counsellors. And we've put together some amazing trips coming up, starting sort of the end of this year. We're starting with Iceland and then into next year, we'll be doing things like turtle conservation, trip around Cambodia and Vietnam. We've got Monaco F1, we've got Singapore Grand Prix. So we've been curating these trips with the help of our destination management companies around the world. Mm-hmm. And to help promote them, we've been running Zoom sessions for the last sort of 7-8 weeks with the people that are putting these trips together. And they have been really, really popular, very good feedback. And we're all really excited about it. And we're now in the process of crafting our 2023 trips. So it's really exciting and it's a nice way for people to travel because one of us will be taking the trip. So if people are on their own, you know, be it widow, just don't want to go with their partners or whatever, don't want to be on their own, they can travel as part of this mixed group. And then, you know, in the evenings, if you want to have a drink or something to eat, you're not just left on your own. We're there to facilitate that and just look after you throughout the trip, take any stress out of it. And we will have the most amazing time because we've got experiences in there you cannot buy and you cannot get them anywhere else. So that's what sets them apart, really.
I like that. I really do.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting.
Yes.
If you had your kind of, I suppose this is a big question for you, but if you had your kind of pick of where to go yourself, where would you go?
Oh, my list gets longer and longer and longer. But I have to say, my first one, I want to go on an expedition cruise to Antarctica. I think that for me is a real, we're not supposed to call it bucket list, wish list trip. And the particular yacht I'd like to do it on has a submersible that you can go down under the water so you can see the marine life underneath. You can have the whales, the jellyfish, the seals, all that sort of thing you'll see. And they also have two helicopters on board. So be able to fly over Antarctica and see the lay of the land from the air would just be amazing. So for me, that's my big, big trip. But then I've, it's so long. I think do more of the Far East, South America, the Galapagos Islands, basically anywhere, really. I think we're so travel starved. If somebody said, you want to go here, I'd be off like a shot if it was safe to do
so. Nice. And that leads on to a really good point, and that's kind of where the state of travel at this precise moment, in terms of where we can go, where we can't go, the traffic light system, and all of that kind of stuff. So I've heard people talk about green countries where they can visit, but I don't really know much about it. How would you explain to a layman like me who doesn't know much about what's going on?
Okay, the countries on the green list are basically countries our government has said we can leave the UK and go to these countries, and then when we come back, we don't have to quarantine.
Okay,
so that's the first thing. The second thing to bear in mind is that although the government has put them on the green list, a lot of these countries' borders aren't actually open to us and will not be open for some time yet. You know, take, for example, Australia and New Zealand's probably being the biggest two on that list. We don't actually have opening dates for them yet. We are hoping by the end of this year or the latter quarter of this year, we will start to see it open up. So that really is the thing, and people still have to bear in mind you're still going to need a PCR test even if you've had both vaccines. You will need quite often a PCR test 2 days before you fly home and another one 2 days after you come home. So each country has its own list of requirements. So for our job, we have to keep on top of those requirements. So when you come to us, we are giving you the correct information based on the country you're going to.
Makes sense.
So that's sort of the layman's terms, and we are hoping on the 2nd of June when we get the next government announcement, they will hopefully add some more what I call holiday destinations in for us. So we're hoping we might get, you know, we'll get out to Greece this summer. We're hoping Malta will be on there, joining Portugal, which is probably one of the most popular ones.
Yeah,
so that's what we're hoping. And I think Spain is going to be a little bit more, it might be certain areas of Spain. We don't know. This is speculation. You know, the Canaries obviously might have different rules to the Balearic Islands. So we have to wait and see what comes up.
Yeah, and I suppose it's one of those kind of evolving beasts where, as you said, you've got to keep on top of it. You've got to kind of be on top of the announcements. So we're recording this for the people who aren't watching live and listening to the podcast or... Well, listen on the podcast. We're recording this on the 11th of May. The podcast is going out on the 24th of May. So if you're watching in between 24th and the 2nd, keep an eye on that. Basically, if you're watching after or you're listening after the 2nd, check out your local information. Check out the up-to-date information, because some of this is moving as we're saying about it.
And yes.
If people are listening to it after the 2nd of June or the next announcement, where would they? Where would it be best place to find the information? Is there a website?
You'll get the up-to-date information from the Foreign Office website. That is the best place to go and look. I will be honest, the way they write it isn't always the easiest to interpret. So I would say, you know, if you get stuck, you can always get in touch with me or a travel professional. Don't do it online, because you're not going to get the help online with the online. You might save yourself a few pounds, but if anything's taught us in this last year, it's really not worth it. Use somebody who knows what they're doing, who is there for you, can help you through it. And, you know, you can talk to them. You can pick the phone up and we actually answer the phone. You know, you're not calling premium numbers. My clients have me on WhatsApp. They have me on Instagram, Messenger. You know, like any medium, I get little text messages from them. So, you know, and that's what you need at this time. You need somebody that's going to give you the facts, give you the correct information and be there for you to answer your questions. Because we all have, it doesn't matter what we're buying. You know, sometimes we have a question. People might think, oh, that's a really stupid question to ask. But I say to my client, no question is ever stupid if you don't know the answer. You need to know, and that's it. And, you know, I was saying, just pick the phone up, ask, email me, whatever, and I'll get back to you.
I like it. If we're looking at kind of May 2021 at the moment, where can you see the next kind of year panning out? Is there some low level kind of discussions that you kind of know about which kind of pinpoint us into a certain direction?
It will very much depend. I think it very much depends on the vaccination programs in each country, because although we are doing phenomenally well with ours, you know, you've got the terrible things happening out in India, which is just tragic and heartbreaking to watch. And India doesn't have the infrastructure. So I think, you know, you've got the countries like India that are going to take a lot longer to come back, sadly, because of their infrastructure and the terrible wave of the pandemic they're in now. So, you know, it will be the countries that are very on top of vaccinating. You know, the testing will carry on, you know, and I just think it's so important to be vaccinated and to have the testing and literally just follow the rules of each country. If you're going to travel there, abide by the rules, whatever that country lays out. It's really important. None of us want to live like this. We all want to get through it, and we can only get through it by working at it and keeping to the rules.
This is true.
So, you know, it is an ever-changing situation, and we have to be really, I would say to my clients, you've got to be really flexible, because if something goes from the green list to the amber list, you know, you're not entitled to a refund in that case. You know, we then look to try and move the holidays for you. So, you know, it's giving out all these facts. Before somebody books with us at the moment, I give them all the facts and all the scenarios so they then make an informed decision before they part with their money, exactly what they're doing, which is really important.
Definitely. And I think the whole kind of the key word there, and it's been kind of echoed all the way throughout the last year or so, it's just that flexibility and having that kind of open mindset that things could change. And there's a lot of stuff that's outside of our control, especially when you're talking about your industry, where you've got bodies from all the way around the world, all different people, different vaccinations, you know, loads of different variables.
Yeah, there's so many.
It is going to be a long process. Do you reckon, this is just a pie in the sky kind of question and answer, but this time next year, do you reckon it's all going to be sorted?
I'm not sure it will all be sorted. I think that would be a very, very broad spectrum to say, yes, the world will be back to normal next year. I'm not sure that it will, but I think a lot more of the world will be back to normal next year. That's what I'm hoping. I mean, we're so optimistic in our industry. You know, I've been through SARS, I've been through Gulf Wars, we've been through ash clouds, and we just deal with them and we move on. This is obviously probably the worst thing we've had to deal with. But yeah, I mean, the groups we're taking next year, obviously, you know, we adhere to the regulations. They're all booked on flexible basis. All the holidays are much more flexible now than they were back in 2019. We've had to be. So, you know, we try and keep it like that so we can just pick them up and move them. You know, because everybody wants a holiday at the end of the day. You know, we do want to go. And some of my clients, I've moved their holidays 4 and 5 times now. So we keep going. We keep going. We all love traveling. And the other thing is, we need to support the countries we're going to and their economies, because we've all suffered. So I do think that's really important as well. And the companies we use as our destination management companies, you know, they give back to those local communities. They employ the local people. So that, you know, that ethical side of travel and that giving back is really, really important. So we do believe quite strongly in that.
Nice.
And just, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. It's good. And there's a lot of positive stuff coming out of it.
Got to be positive.
Got to be positive. And there's a few people watching on chat. And if you wanted to put into wherever you're watching, it could be YouTube, could be Facebook, where you've been and where you're looking forward to, that would be really, really good. And there's also, if you've got any questions as well, because, you know, this is your chance to ask Joanna about whatever you want. Whatever you want to ask, put it into the chat. Put it into the chat. I've got a couple more kind of questions before I open it up to the kind of the floor. And the kind of the next question really is, you know, when you first started your kind of in the industry compared to now, you must have seen a hell of a lot of changes during that kind of time.
It makes me sound really old.
No, because there was no
internet when I started.
But no, this is the beautiful thing. You've seen kind of so much stuff change. I suppose my question is, has the main principle of going on holidays and all that kind of stuff, has that changed? Or is it just the method of booking and that kind of stuff that's changed?
I mean, everybody still wants the holidays. I think it's the flexibility more than everything. I mean, I come from the days when you had Thompson Holidays, you had InterSun Holidays, were probably the main two big tour operators when I started. And, you know, it's in the days people used to get their brochure, say, oh, I want this week, and it's this price for 1 week, this price for 2 weeks, and that was the price. And you came in, you went to the travel agent because you didn't have the internet, and we would book the flights and we'd book the holiday for you. Mm. Whereas now, obviously, we've got the world on your fingertips with the internet, and we're able to now, you know, obviously speak to people in other countries far more easily. You know, we had fax machines back then and telex machines, and I sound really ancient now, but, you know, there were no mobile phones. They were just starting to come in. So life was very, very different. The advent of the internet, people's, you know, being able to book their own travel, you know, which a lot of people do and they enjoy doing it, and that's fine until something comes unstuck, you know, and then they're on their own sort of thing. But it's, yeah, it's changed a lot. And I do think maybe with the event of the pandemic, I think people are now, especially if they've been had a really hard time trying to get money back, trying to get hold of companies, they may then probably revert back to going back to travel professionals, because the service we offer actually doesn't cost any more. It's free. So you know, why wouldn't you entrust your money to somebody who knows what they're doing and is there for you and will help you sort things out should anything arise out of the ordinary, shall we say?
This is it. And in business, we get told that we should outsource what we don't want to do or what we're not good at. And to the people who are experts in their field.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that with holidays? We think we can do it ourselves. Well, actually, so going to someone like you potentially would be the better option, or will be the better option, because you know, and you're doing talking about this every day of the week.
Yeah. You know, and quite often, you know, I sort of give my clients an interview. We get to know their likes, we get to know their dislikes, so that when we actually finish and I go off and look for the holiday, I usually come back with three choices. And quite often, 9 times out of 10, one of those hotels ticks every box and they're like, yeah, brilliant, thank you. Sometimes it's a little more to-ing and fro-ing. Or if we're doing a big trip around America or a big trip around Australia and New Zealand or around the world trip, that can take a little bit longer to put together, you know, because you're putting in experiences in those, you're making sure the accommodations are all right, all the flights connect on the right days. So there's a lot to it. And there's a lot when they're away. My clients have me on a one-touch button on our app. So we have amazing apps. So they know they can get hold of me wherever they are in the world. If anything happens, I'm there at the end of the phone, not some faceless person who doesn't know who they are, and will be there sorting them out. I mean, clients mid-air have had their connecting flight. I knew they were going to miss it, and I've had them rebooked before they've landed, and they've not even been aware. They've sort of landed, so we've missed our flight. We're like, no, you're already rebooked. It's all been sorted for you. So, you know, and if you'd done that yourself, you wouldn't have known that till you got to the other end. So,
no.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty damn cool. So, just kind of coming to the end of kind of the chat, and I just want to now leave people with a few tips and a few hints about what they can do to make it easier for booking a holiday over the next kind of couple of months. So, what kind of top tips have you got for someone who is looking to book a holiday right now?
Obviously, try and stick to countries that are on the green list. And I would say, you know, also look at their their levels of COVID, because although, you know, you never know for sure, we're all led by the science and what the experts say. And if you suddenly see a country and their COVID levels are starting to increase again before you book, then there's a good chance they might go onto the amber list from the green list. So, you know, just be a little bit aware. I mean, that's the sort of thing, you know, we were doing as agents. We'll look at them and decide. And also places like Portugal in particular, you know, you have got Madeira. You've also got the Azores, which people sometimes tend to forget. And at the moment, the Algarve is phenomenally busy. So not so much for families, but if you're adults wanting to travel, then why not go into Lisbon and go up to Oporto or do the Douro and do that part of Portugal? So, you know, there's a lot more to it than just the Algarve. So I would say to people, you know, sort of think outside the box sometimes, because the prices for the Algarve, are, you know, they have rocketed. But obviously we can get you, you know, to that northern part of Portugal for slightly less. And there's some beautiful places to stay up there and some beautiful beaches, the same as there are in the south. And the Azores, which I've been to, is a wonderful place and it's fantastic for whale watching. And dolphin watching, and if you love volcanoes and nature, it's very natural. It is just phenomenal. So yeah, that's another one. And Madeira, I love Madeira as well. It's a really lovely island. So you know, there's lots to do. You know, and that's where we guide you, and we'll give you what I call the curved ball, as I call it. I say, hey, you haven't thought of this. Why don't we look at this one? And you know, sometimes they like them, sometimes they don't. But it's always good to offer something different.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And I suppose this is where kind of finding out exactly what they want to go for and kind of finding out that little bit of information first really plays into it, because you could throw some, as you said, left ball that they have no idea about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where our expertise comes in, you know, knowing hotels, knowing different areas. We spend hours and hours training with different companies doing hotel visits. Well, not so much now, but learning online has been a lot happening over the last few months. And doing lots of training, so we keep up with all the latest protocols in the different hotels and things you can expect when you get there. You know, we all want to, you know, if you're like me, like quite like a spa treatment. Well, you might want to play tennis. You know, you might want to go away and have an Ayurvedic retreat somewhere. You might want to go walking, hiking, cycling, photography. You know, we deal with all those sorts of groups as well. So, you know, I'd say if anybody has one of those specialist groups or they're part of a club and want to organise something, you know, we can do all of that for you. We've got lovely loads of wellness retreats if people want to do those and have a bit of de-stressing time, because this last year has been quite stressful in more ways than one, in different ways for everybody. So, or they just want to escape and go walking and just get away from everything. You know, we've got all those sorts of things we can do.
Brilliant. So that's some really good hints. Some really, really good tips there. And if people wanted to find more information about you, connect with you on social, ask any questions, kind of, if they're watching this back, how can they? You know, where do you hang out? Have you got a best way of them getting in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook, and I'm under Joanne Iannou, your personal travel expert. I'm also on LinkedIn under, I think it's just Joanne Iannou on LinkedIn. And I'm also on Instagram as Jo Iannou Travel. I think they're probably my main three. I'm not good on Twitter. And as you know, Gary, I'm not the most technically minded. So I'm persevering with social media, everybody. And I do have an offers page as well, which is linked to my Facebook page, which I post because I get hundreds and hundreds of offers. So I get a lot of stuff in there that, you know, I post every day in there. So a lot of those are for next year. And there's so much out there that's brilliant.
Aces. And what we can do is we'll put links to all of those places in the notes as well. So if you listen to the podcast, then you'd have the links there. If you're watching back on Facebook or YouTube, we'll put it into the chat, we'll put it into the comments. So if we can get those sent through, then that would be fantastic. Because what I want to do is make this the start of the conversation. So if there is anybody who's not sure about what to do, dead simple advice.
Yeah,
that's what it's all.
Yeah, and it's just very honest, you know. And if I think it's not going to happen, I'll be quite honest to say I'm not going to book that because I don't think it's going to happen. And I have refused to book people certain hotels because I know they'll get there and hate them. So, you know, I'm always very honest.
Brilliant. Well, I want to say thank you very much for your kind of time today.
Thank you for having me.
Also being on here. If you're going to leave kind of the viewers and listeners just one last thing you want to share, one last big tip, your one big thing, what would it be?
I would just say use a professional. If the last year's taught us nothing, please just use a travel professional to book your next trip, and somebody that cares about you and cares about your holiday. That would be my biggest tip.
Love it. And on that note, I'm going to finish the interview here. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you for your time. And everybody watching, thank you so much. And yeah, happy travels.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.